from KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Project Bandaloop, a Bay Area dance troupe, celebrates its 20th anniversary this week. And suspended by ropes, the performers move freely on vertical platforms past stages, which in the past have included the sides of skyscrapers, the walls of El Capitan and Yosemite, and Golconda Fort in India. The troupe's latest work is entitled Boundless. That's bound with less in parentheses, and they'll be performing that this Thursday through Saturday, the 15th to the 17th, on the Great Wall of Oakland. And if you don't know where the Great Wall of Oakland is, it's on West Grand Avenue. I know Great Wall inspires people to think of China, but that's where there is a Great Wall in Oakland as well, and we're pleased to have members of Bandaloo with us here. Amelia Rudolph is Artistic Director and Founder. Congratulations on 20 years.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Glad to have you here. And also with us is Dana Leong, who is a composer, a cellist, a trombonist, who actually scales walls playing the trombone, musical composer for Bandaloop's Boundless. Welcome.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Amelia, let me begin with you, and let's find out about this. This is aerial dancing, and a lot of people probably out there don't know what we're talking about here, but we're talking about actually, what, 6 to 10 performers and 2 to 3 riggers, and you're using some pretty, well, good and contemporary technology in doing this kind of stuff, aren't you?
Absolutely. Project Bandaloop is a dance company. We basically take contemporary dance and reframe it in public spaces and natural spaces by dancing on vertical surfaces. And we're using state-of-the-art climbing equipment. Nothing more special than that. And we use the equipment to then change our stage to be in this situation, the Great Wall.
In fact, New York Times calls this vertical aestheticism. I mean, there is the aesthetic and the vertical, and it goes together. That's probably the perfect way to describe you in many ways. But you describe what you do as being a kind of ambassadorship to dance?
Yes, and that is because, unlike more traditional dance forms, which take place inside of proscenium stage settings, we perform in public spaces to large and diverse audiences, and sometimes up to 40,000 people at a time at a big festival. And dance doesn't normally get that kind of a stage, so to speak. So one of the things that we've sort of become, specialized in is dancing on buildings. And when you dance on a building in Macau, China, or Norway, or Portugal, people come. And so it allows us to bring dance to many people who've never seen it before, as well as dance aficionados.
Yeah, somebody asked me, what is this Bandaloop? I said, it's Spider-Man with choreography. I mean, that was my
Spider-Woman, actually.
Or Spider-Woman, yeah. Spider-People with choreography. But it's all held up by a climbing rope. That's really what people need to kind of visualize.
That is right. And one thing I would add is we spend a lot of time thinking about our safety. In 20 years, we've never had a major accident. And we have world-class Hans Florin climber Thomas Kavanaugh on the roof, making sure everything is completely checked and redundant for all the systems.
By the way, if you want to see what we're talking about, you can find a link to Project Bandaloop on a video on our website. Just go to kqed.org and you can see them in action. This is dance as public ritual. This is, taking choreography to a real different level and something that almost seem religious about, or you certainly have strong belief and strong conviction in.
Thank you for mentioning that. My background, I actually was a student of comparative religion, and in studying performance as ritual, thinking through the eyes of people like Victor Turner and Richard Schechner, I believe that there's something about performance that brings people out of their daily life, out of the quotidian, into the sacred. And I believe that when, I hope, people come to see the show, it may be a little bit more than being wowed, hopefully, that they will actually sense something about being together as a community in this space. And the only reason they're there is to hear Dana's music and to see the dancers floating gracefully through the choreography and leave feeling a little different.
I like that. That could be a good title of a book, Out of the Quotidian into the Sacred. Well, we're going to hear and find out all about Dana Leong's music. In fact, he's here with us in studio, composer, cellist, trombonist, and musical composer for Bandaloop's Boundless. Let's talk about how you came to be a part of this dance troupe. You got real excited as a kind of young man, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, as a composer, there's a traditional track to, continue your art form and your craftship. But as a human being, I find that there's a very just constant urge to want to update my mainframe, and that doesn't just go into the music or into you know, my technique or anything having to do directly with my instruments or my trade. It has to do with me wanting to update the mainframe in ways of just becoming a more versed human on Earth in terms of, you know, in this trip alone, I'm doing Project Bandaloop, but I'm also learning how to ride a motorcycle, and then I'm going to learn to fly an airplane, and I'm going to learn to scuba dive, and I've already started all of these things. But when I, you know, naturally, of course, I'm also continually growing my music, but when I saw Project Bandaloop and met Amelia when she was visiting New York City showcasing her...
This was at an arts convention?
At the Association for Performing Arts Presenters in New York City, the largest internationally attended arts convention. I was just blown away by a tiny little TV screen that she was playing, you know, her showcase reel of different places they had played in the world. And I said, you know, please, I see you're from California. I have roots in California. Let me do something with you, you know, and we chatted about it. And finally, when we were in the process of building Boundless, we had the graces of the Orange County Center for Performing Arts giving us a coveted season premiere slot to develop and preview this piece.
So it was your first iteration, Orange County.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So, but the thought of being up on a about 10 stories high with a trombone. I mean, yeah. It's kind of a difficult conception to most people. But
absolutely.
That's what you do.
It is now, yeah. I mean, over the last year, I've had you know, the pleasure and honor of working really closely with Bandaloop and with Miss Rudolph here. They've you know, brought me out to the Bay Area and to Los Angeles, and we've done much more than just, you know, get very intimate with the music. We've actually gone and I've learned a lot of the back end of what actually goes into the safety and the redundancy of climbing and of being secured into a harness. And then on top of that, the challenges that the dancers face, you know, this really is, you were talking about an ambassadorship of art. And that really is the case where it's an evolution as well. Not only are these dancers well versed in their trade on the ground, they're beautifully versed in the movements of modern dance and influenced by ballet and the strength and the grace. Part of what drew me to it is the fact that they make it look so easy. And when the first time they put me in a rope, in fact, every muscle in my body was like completely wrenched after I came off the wall. And Amelia said, "So, how are you?" And of course, I said, "Oh, I'm fine."
You didn't do the physical training? I mean, because this is
absolutely
like, you know, ballet, it requires some,
yes,
pretty tough physical training.
It's a boosted form of ballet, you know, because not only are you having to be this, you know, have the strength of a normal ballet dancer, you're having to do it while vertical, literally utilizing every muscle in your body to the maximum potential and making it look easy with a smile on your face. It's a total challenge. It's a full experience.
We're talking to Dana Leong and Amelia Rudolph, who are both with Project Bandaloop, Bay Area Dance Company project, celebrating its 20th anniversary this week. And by the way, if you'd like to ask questions of either of our guests, and as I said, we're going to hear some music from Dana, but or if you've seen them perform, or if you can take a moment and go onto our website and watch Project Bandaloop on a video that's on our website, you may want to just join this conversation, and you're certainly cordially invited to do that. Our toll-free number, 866-733-6786. We do welcome your calls, and it'd be interesting to hear your thoughts about just this whole concept of you, and particularly those of you who may, in fact, have spent some time doing some serious mountain climbing or things of that sort, about coupling it with dance, which is really what this is all about. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org, or post a question or comment on our website simply by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on this segment. What about risks, Amelia? I mean, you've had some close calls, haven't you?
Well, I'm proud of the fact that, like I said, you know, we are vigilant in a way. For example, like somebody who's taking off in an airplane, they do check, check, check. We have what we call a triple check before a dancer leaves the roof or the top of a cliff. And so they check themselves, they check their partner, the rigger checks them. And so we have caught things in our triple checks. And that has been, to me, an affirmation of our systems more than anything else. But part of what's so great is because the systems are so powerfully in place, the dancers are free to really express themselves and move through the air.
But if, heaven forfend, something went wrong, there's no net, really, or there's no, you know, like you used to think, see the fireman holding up something jump into or fall into.
Our systems are our net. Our state-of-the-art equipment is our net.
That's it.
That is our net.
That's it. That's the net. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dana, when you're doing writing music, you're scoring music like you do for a movie, essentially, aren't you?
Absolutely. Part of what goes into the state of the art technology is the fact that we have now the utilization of all different ways of capturing still images and photos and videos. So we have, you know, our helpers with iPads and little cameras, and the great thing about the way that Project Bandaloop is working is they have a sense of self-sufficient time. So they will be able to give me an actual full, like, ready-to-go piece that we'll finesse over the, you know, course of time. But I can then take that video and score it just like I'm scoring a movie. I know what it's going to look like generally and when people are going to fly or when they're going to crawl or when they're going to tangle and spin. And all those things are definitely taken into account when creating that music.
Well, we're going to hear some of that music. Let's hear first from our listeners. And again, your questions or comments or joining this conversation is certainly welcome, and it's toll-free wherever you're listening to us or however on radio, internet, or Sirius satellite. It's 866-733-6786 or send an email to forum@kqed.org or post any questions or comments you might have on our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on the segment. Travis, good morning. You're on.
Hey, hi there. I had a quick question. I was just wondering, when you're out there, you know, hanging by a few wires, who is it you work with that does your rigging, and whose, your life is in their hands? What kind of relationship do you have with that, with those, the rigging people?
Amelia?
Great question. Over time, the answer is Peter Mayfield, Steve Schneider, Hans Florin, Winter Ramos, Thomas Kavanaugh overseeing all of them. So many of them, people in the climbing world recognize those names as some of the most famous climbers in California, and that certainly helps us climb 6 days and five nights up El Capitan to be able to create a piece called Peregrine Dreams, for example.
Yeah, you've done a lot of scaling of mountains in Yosemite. Well, actually, Sierra Madre, no less, right?
Sierra Nevada.
I mean, Nevada.
Sierra Nevada a lot. Maybe 8 performances there. We've also been in the Dolomites in Italy and more recently the fjords in Norway. And then, of course, last year we were in the central Himalaya.
And as I mentioned, India.
In India.
And Yosemite Falls you've done.
And Yosemite Falls, absolutely.
Yeah, well, tell us about what people can see in Oakland, because this weekend, September 15th through the 17th, the Great Wall on the West Grand Avenue, Great Wall, is going to be featuring Boundless in celebration of the 20th anniversary. And tell us about Boundless.
Boundless is a full-length, full-evening piece, and the whole evening is, you know, Dana's playing live, both from the wall and from the ground. Mm-hmm. And the piece is about who we are and how we know who we are in our relationship to other people, in a nutshell. So, for example, choreographically, the piece opens with 3 women wearing 1 dress, and they have to negotiate the relationship by tugging on one another at times and dealing with the fact that they're tethered together, while at other times the 3 of them together in 1 dress come together to form an image that's greater than the parts. There's another part in the piece where literally I've tethered all 6 dancers together. They've tethered themselves, actually. You'll see them do it during the piece. And they move together as a clump. And it makes an image of sort of a sea anemone that's one single thing, but it's, you see the individuals popping out of the group. So it really is about those kinds of questions. There's a monologue by Melesio Estrella sitting on a rocking chair, which is the set designed by Todd Labby. And he's sitting there asking, who are we in our electronic universe? Who can we be? And what happens when the power goes out? Another solo by Rachel Lincoln asked the question, who are we in our dreams? Is it a foil for who we are in waking life? So the piece is both visually and metaphorically about these questions. And of course, it's about movement and dance.
And open to the public.
Free, open to the public every night.
Doors open 6:30, show begins 8:30. And you can see the world premiere on the Great Wall of Oakland with live music by Dana Leong. Those dates, and go to kqed.org and click on forum for more information. Let's meanwhile talk about the score you've done for this, Dana.
Sure, absolutely.
Inspired?
Absolutely. It's been something that we've been working on for now maybe almost a year, you know, on and off, developing, going back to the drawing board. And, you know, something so deep as trying to find your relationship to your surroundings and your community, I decided to employ a new technique with this because I was really just sitting with this in my recording studio in New York City in Harlem, around the clock, really just starting to become the piece itself. And it was a little bit surreal. You know, I thought about all the greatest composers through history and how they had really just one thing to do. And it actually became very surreal to me because at a certain point, I did not have to do anything but this piece in order to finish it. And normally, you know, in everyday life, you have emails and you have, you know, a lot of different other worries that people didn't have in the Baroque era. So in order to just sort of get, I guess, a little more close to the reptilian side of my creativity, I decided to keep a dream journal.
Your limbic brain.
Exactly. But just, you know, the base of who I am and what I express after having really digested a lot of the imagery and a lot of the rehearsal and the actual experience of it, I kept a dream journal and I would jot down each morning or sometimes in the middle of the night when I would wake little phrases of music and then take those to the studio and then orchestrate them for larger arrangements.
Can you give us a sampling?
Absolutely. This is a sample of the finale from the piece entitled Finale Rain.
And we should mention, for those of you who plan on going out there and seeing this, try to get in a reclined position. That's good advice, I think.
Absolutely.
All right. So, but by the way, I should mention that Dana Leung not only plays the trombone, but also the cello, and is quite proficient in both. Let us know when you're set to go here.
All set.
And okay, this is the last part of it, and we're going to hear him play. Whoa. I'm seeing these figures with the one dress floating in my mind. Very good. If that's your reptilian brain, I don't know what you do with when you're not in your unconscious. That's very, very impressive. And you're doing that number on the ground or up?
This will be by that time I will be on the ground.
You'll be on the ground.
Safely on the ground.
Yeah, well,
yes.
That's quite a composition.
Thank you so much.
So congratulations. And congratulations to you on 20 years.
Yeah.
This is going to be, I think, a major event. And how many people are you expecting?
Great question. I think it's going to go up and up each night. We've been working with the Uptown District. They're helping to put out, porta potties and stanchions and security and so on and so forth. So I don't know, maybe a couple thousand people by Saturday. We did have 20,000 in Orange County, but they had quite a marketing department. We've been working closely with Chris Curtis, who's a co-owner of the building that the Great Wall's on. He's been incredibly generous. And of course, a lot of this, the fact that this is free has to do with the fact that our funders have come through so generously to make this all possible. And I just want to take an opportunity to thank the dancers and all my staff who have just put so much heart and energy into making this show as beautiful as the audience will see it.
Well, the audience could see it. Again, it's playing through the 15th through the 17th, and you're listening to Forum. We're talking with Amelia Rudolph and Dana Leong, and this is a fundraising period for KQED Public Radio. For more information about how to support KQED, go to kqed.org. I'm Michael Krasny. You have classes, actually, don't you?
Yes, we do. We offer workshops in our studio, which is in Oakland, and we also do an outdoor workshop once a year out in the Sierra, in the Eastern Sierra, which is absolutely fabulous. All that information is on our website at projectbandaloop.org, so people can find out about our classes there. We also, when we're on tour, we're heading to Birmingham, Alabama next, and we're offering a class on the building that we'll be dancing on there for the public. And it's fabulous to be able to share this with people.
Here's a question from a listener named Todd who says, what is it like to fly? And what process do you use to create new dance?
What is it like to fly? So it depends how tall the building is. So, for example, dancing on Golconda Fort, which is a 14th century fort in South India, it's very short and bumpy and old. So you don't fly much on Golconda Fort. However, it's so amazing that that's okay. Whereas if you're on a skyscraper in Atlanta or Houston that you're rappelling 353 feet, let's say, when you jump, when you jeté, it is a ballerina's dream, because you can jeté for 10 seconds through the air. When you jump off, meaning push, when you push off the wall, in fact, you're in there so long, we make phrases, short phrases in the air in a jump.
Cuban's calling this hang time.
Hang time like yes, absolutely. So it feels like, I think many of us, have these dreams that we are weightless. And I often, when I'm rehearsing, and I am dancing in the piece, which I'm not dancing in this piece this time because I just had a baby named Rye. But anyway, when I'm dancing in the piece and I at night, I often dream that I'm having to be anchored down, that I can't, that the problem with my, the problem is I need to come back down. And I think that that's that sensation that actually the issue is coming back as opposed to flying through the air. So it's an amazing feeling. And what Dana mentioned is it's also incredibly strenuous. The dancers are so fit right now, although they're pretty tired from all the rehearsing. But it takes incredible core strength to make it look easy. And they train very hard to be able to do that.
So your dream life has to do with gravity.
Exactly. Like anchoring down.
Any worries about dancing against the glass in buildings?
Interesting question. We dance on a lot of glass buildings. If a skyscraper is made of glass, it better be able to handle the landing of a bandaloop dancer. That's what I have to say. So, right, the high winds that that glass is made for are a lot stronger forces than what we put on the glass. And it's actually beautiful because if you have six dancers on a blue glass building, it looks like 12.
And Dana, you are going to be up there boundless with your trombone.
Absolutely, yeah. The day has come. We've been training and learning all about it, and I've been on my own training in New York for quite a few months now, and ready to get up there. And I'm actually really happy to see this come into fruition here in Oakland, California, you know, because I'm actually from the Bay Area, and I really think that, you know, Bay Area people are very hungry for something new, and there is just a little spattering of seasoning here and there where you do find something new and cool, and, you know, just, but you're constantly searching for it. And, you know, I know this firsthand, having driven hundreds of times down El Camino looking for something I haven't seen before. But, you know, this is really something that is special and unique to the Bay Area, California, to the San Francisco Bay Area, to Oakland, California. And the very fact that it's happening right here, right now, and you can see it for free is just like, it's mind-blowing. It's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited for it.
Well, you can actually, as I said, we can go right to our website now and see a video and find out what this looks like. But you can see the performance, the world premiere of Boundless on the Great Wall of Oakland with live music by Dana Leong. That's September 15th to the 17th. And go to kqed.org and click on forum for more information. Again, thank you both for being here. Congratulations once more on 20 years.
Thank you so much.
It flies by just like you do every time you perform. Amelia Rudolph, again, is Artistic Director and Founder of Project Bandaloupe, the Bay Area Dance Company Project, celebrating its 20th anniversary. And Dana Leong is composer, cellist, trombonist, and musical composer for Bandaloupe's Boundless. We're here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, an hour repeated 10 to 11 in the evening. Tomorrow, during this second hour, we're going to have Khaled Husseini with us. We'll be talking with the author of The Kite Runner, which is now a graphic novel, talking about that as well as about Afghanistan. Always appreciate hearing from you. If you have thoughts about what you've heard on Forum or would like to hear, you can email them to us, forum@kqed.org, or call our listener call-in response line at 415-553-3300. Thank our senior editor, Dan Zoll, and our producers, Kevin Guillory, Judy Campbell, and Tina Lauerberg. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, and our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg.